All right, we have Elizabeth 9021. All right, perfect. So go ahead and hit a buzzer and we'll get started. All right. Go ahead and tell me the letter you see, the picture, and another word that starts with that letter.
A, an apple, and the alphabet.
Yes. Topical.
B, a boy, and a baby. C, cookies, cake. D, a duck, a door.
Nice.
E, an elephant, an egg.
That's a good one.
F, a fish. Flippers. G, a guitar, and girl. I don't know. H, a house and a home. I, ice, igloos. J, juice, a jump rope. K, a key, and I'm not
a lot. Like a soccer ball.
Oh, kick. L, leaf.
What are you if you get a four-leaf clover?
Lucky. M, a monkey, money. N, a nose.
What's the opposite of yes?
No. O, an orange. Ovals. P, a plate. Pink. Q, quack.
Q is a hard one. Ooh, what's another word for fast?
Quick. R, red. Run. S, spider, swim. T, a table, talk. U, umbrella, under. V, vacuum, voice. W, watch, west. X, an x-ray.
X is kind of hard. We can save that one if you
want. Does X start with a xylophone?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's a good word.
Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra. Zip.
Good. All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. Did our first task.
Great job.
Nice. All right, I want you to you to tell me the number you see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, oh, 20.
I get you.
25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell me what the equation is, and if you can solve it, you can do that. Mm-hmm.
9 plus 7, 16.
And what is this?
Equals 16. 19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3, 3, 6, 9,
12.
Equals 15.
Close. It was 18. You're almost there. If you don't know, that's okay. Just tell me what you see here.
21 divided by 3 equals, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one.
I don't know.
All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
All right, for this next one, I'm going to look at some pictures, and I'm going to tell you what this is. So in this example, this is a cup, and now there's two of them. So what would you call them? What would you say if you saw them? I have two
mugs.
Yeah, but we'll call them a cup. So what would you say?
Two cups.
Mm-hmm, perfect. This we'll call a snack.
Two snacks.
This is a foo.
Two foos.
This is a crib.
Two cribs.
This is a mip.
A what?
A mip.
Mip?
Mm-hmm.
Two mips.
Good job. This is a dump.
A what?
A dup.
Dup? Two dups.
Yep. This is a shoe.
Two shoes.
This is a brib.
Two bribs.
This is a skack.
Two skacks.
This is a ship.
Two ships.
This is a yag.
Two yags.
This is a pite.
Two pites.
This is a bell.
Two bells.
This is a rock.
Two rocks.
This is a smide.
Two smides.
This is a bag.
Two bags.
This is a kel.
Two kels.
This is a yuck. Sorry. This is a yuck.
Two yucks.
This is a light.
Two lights.
And this is a slide.
Two slides.
Way to whip through those. Awesome job. Hit another buzzer. All right, for the next one.
Great job.
Right. I think I hit the same exact one.
Yeah?
I think I was supposed to hit that one.
Yeah. Oops. Diva's going to tell us what to do now for this next one.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Wait, tell her what about what?
Look at the picture.
Yeah. You can tell me what you see on there.
A lion with a kid on a boat in a lake with fish.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see kind of around? What's
flowers.
Mm-hmm.
A dragonfly.
Yeah.
And lily pads.
Can you tell me what's happening in this picture? Like, what are they doing?
Going for a boat ride?
Mm-hmm. Would you expect a lion to go for a boat ride with a boy? So what does that make you think? Is this a story? Is this pretend? Or
probably a story that's fiction.
Mm-hmm. So in this story, then, why are they on a boat together? Where are they going? Any guesses, ideas?
they're going to the other side of the rainbow to find gold.
That's a great guess, as good as any. So where do you think they are? Like, we know that it's a river, but where in the world is it? What does it look like? Somewhere hot, somewhere cold.
Probably somewhere hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you recognize any of those plants?
Yes.
What are they?
Flowers. I recognize those because I see them every day.
Is there anything else weird or silly about this picture?
This fish is upside down.
That's kind of weird. What do you think that means? He's upside down. You mean he's just playing around or swimming around?
Yeah, maybe.
Anything else you can think of or tell me about this picture?
No, not really.
Go to the next one. What's going on here?
There's this, I think it's a boy who's pretending to be a pilot, but he's on his bedroom, his bed.
Yeah, actually. Well, why do you think he's doing that?
Maybe because he wants to be one when he grows up.
Do you like to pretend to be anything when you play?
Yes.
What do you like to pretend?
That I'm a dancer.
That's a good goal as well. It looks very pretty when people dance. So what else do you see here? Kind of what's going on?
His room is very messy. It's probably summer because there's a tree with leaves on his window. And he has a fish. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What are the clothes he's wearing?
Something a pilot would probably wear.
And then what's all this drawing up here? What is it?
Paper airplanes and like an old-fashioned plane.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Does your room look like his room?
No.
Why not?
I don't play with cars like this.
Gotcha. All right, anything else you can think of about this picture?
No. There's a girl who wants to be a scientist, but there's an octopus in there. I can't tell if the girl wants the octopus to be in there or if the octopus snuck in.
Yeah, the picture doesn't help you out in that regard. Well, what's the octopus doing or holding on to?
Like, stuff that she's researching. So I'm pretty, just looking at it, I think the octopus is helping her.
Good deductive reasoning. So what, you said the girl's a scientist. What makes you think that from what she's doing or wearing?
Because she has safety goggles on and she's holding a light bulb.
So what kind of experiment do you think that means she's doing?
How to, use electricity.
Kind of scary stuff. What else is in her lab that you see?
Mice.
Is that what you would expect to see, or why do you think they're there?
Maybe they're her pets
or
something.
Do you recognize anything, any of the symbols or materials she's using, what they are?
No.
Nothing?
I've seen these, but I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah. What about some of these things?
Oh, a microscope and a pencil.
Anything else? Oh, what'd you
say? A plant.
Yeah, probably growing something. Awesome. Anything else here?
No. Well, the farmer just grew a giant radish.
This is pretty big. Is the radish big or is she small?
The radish is big.
What else do you see going on?
There are snails that might want to eat her plants.
Does it look like she grows anything else, or does it look like just the radishes? Or
I don't know. I can't tell if these are radishes or carrots.
Right. That one kind of looks a little smaller, I guess, like a carrot.
Yeah.
What's going on with her outfit? Do you think she's dressing up, or that's just what she wears?
I just think that's what she wears.
Mm-hmm. What's next to her? What's she using that for?
A shovel to dig up the plants.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a farm before?
Yeah.
What else? What other kind of things do you see on a farm?
A lot of plants.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seems kind of hard. She doesn't have any machines to help her, though, huh? Do you think this is a big farm, or is it just kind of like a garden?
A big farm.
What makes you think that?
Because there's a gate over here, and it looks really long.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anything else you can think of about this picture?
No.
All right, good job describing. You can hit a buzzer. We're all done with that.
Okay. You're doing an awesome job.
All right. Go ahead and read this out for me.
This story takes place in 1955. One day, Rosa Parks had a long day at work. Rosa was 42 years old. She was black. She waited for the bus to go home. She was very tired. Rosa got on the bus and sat down. The seat she sat in was in the front of the bus. In 1955, the city she lived in had an unfair law. The law stated if there were not enough seats for the bus for white people, black people must let the white people take their seats. Soon after Rosa got on the bus, the seats were full. Then more white people got on the bus. The white people waited for Rosa to get up from her seat. Rosa didn't think it was fair. She did not want to be treated poorly any longer just because she was black. She said no and did not give up her seat. Rosa Parks was arrested and put in jail. Many people found out what had happened. Some did not think it was fair and felt mad. So the black people in her town decided, we are not going to ride the bus until this law is changed. For one year, the black people did not ride the bus. Finally, the law was fixed. Rosa Parks helped black people to be treated fairly. She was a role model and a leader. All across the United States, people began to insist on being treated fairly.
Awesome. Good reading. Go ahead and read this one, too.
Today is Saturday. Wait, what is this?
Sound it out the best you can, and then...
Jolta?
Good guess, yep.
Is happy. On Saturday, Dad comes for her and her brother. The telephone rings. It is Dad. Dad tells her that he cannot come today. And Jolta begins to cry. But Dad, she says, it is my birthday. I know, Dad said. I'm sorry, I will come tomorrow. Mama tells her not to cry. We will go shopping at the mall, said Mama. Jolta is not happy. She goes with Mama to the mall. They go into Make-Believe Mountain. Then Jolta sees her friend, she and her grandma and papa. She says her Aunt Mary. Jolta sees Dad. Everyone says, happy birthday, Jolta. She is so excited. She is so happy. This is the best birthday ever, Jolta says. Will and Luke's mama has two jobs. She works at the dollar store. She works at Speedway, too. Mama tells her boys, you must go do your best in school. If you study hard, you can get a good job when you grow up. If you get a good job, you will have time with your family. Mama attends college when she is not working. She does her best in school, too. Will and Luke miss Mama. When she is not home, the boys know she loves them a lot. She takes good care of Will and Luke. They learn as much as they can in school so that when they grow up, they can help take care of Mama.
Awesome reading. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. We're done with that. Okay. Now I want you to look at the picture, tell me what they're doing, and then step by step how you would do that.
Brushing the teeth and probably get out a toothbrush, rinse it with water, put toothpaste on it, and then brush my teeth.
Simple. There you go.
Washing your hands, I would go to a sink, get soap, put some on my hands, put my hands together and wash them until the soap bubbles come out in the water, and make sure I do it for 20 seconds. Putting on the shoes, or is it tying?
If you know how to tie your shoes, you can tell me about that. If you don't, you can just tell me how you put on your shoes that you don't have to tie.
Probably I would just put my shoes on and I would do a knot for tying it and then make a bunny loop, put the string around it and pull it, and
that's how I do it. Yep.
Pouring out cereal for breakfast. Get a bowl, get a cereal box, get some milk, pour the cereal into the bowl, put milk on top of it, and then eat it. Putting on your clothes. Get your clothes out, and I don't know how to explain putting your clothes on.
What do you put on in order? Does it matter, or what's the order you normally do?
I have sweatshirts, so I usually put a short sleeve shirt on it, and then I put my sweatshirt on.
You're doing great.
Frosting cupcakes. Make icing and make a swirly pattern on the cupcake and put sprinkles on it and then eat it.
Yeah, what flavors do you like of cupcakes?
Vanilla and chocolate, both of them. Painting, get water, get a paintbrush, get paint, and get a piece of paper, and then you can paint whatever you want.
What are some things you like to paint?
Sunrises.
Those are really pretty, yeah. You good at blending all the colors together, or do you like them all separate?
I like blending them together.
Yeah, that's
fun. Putting your seatbelt on, probably sit down in the car, grab the seatbelt from over here and put it in the thing box and wait for it until you hear a click.
You don't have to tell me how to do this, just tell me what's going on here.
You're feeding your stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do when you play with your stuffed animal?
Pretend they're dogs and walk them around.
That's fun too. What's going on in this picture?
They're dressing up. Mm-hmm. As a workman, a ballet person, a witch, and a fairy.
Very cool. Do you have dress up clothes at home to play with?
Yes.
What are some things you like to dress up as?
A princess.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite princess costume?
A bell.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty. Bell. What did you dress up for as Halloween?
What was I?
A cheerleader. Oh, that's fun. Who'd you cheer on? Anybody?
No.
That's a fun costume. Okay. What's going on here?
They're sliding down the slide.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do at the playground?
Swing.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Playing soccer.
Have you played soccer before?
Yes.
Can you tell me the rules of the game?
Your hands can't touch the soccer ball unless you're a goalie trying to block it. Mm-hmm. And you have to kick the ball into the goal.
Do you like soccer, or do you have other favorite sports you like to play?
I have other favorite sports.
What sports?
Volleyball.
I used to play volleyball. I love volleyball. I love a young volleyball player. It's a fun sport. Keep at it. What's going on here?
Using blocks to build a tower.
Mm-hmm. Do you play with blocks like that anymore? Like Legos or magnets?
I play with Legos.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to build with Legos?
Houses.
houses.
Yeah.
How big have you, what's the biggest thing you built? Like, how far off the ground was it?
Like this.
That's pretty
right
good
there.
For building. What's going on here?
Somebody is pushing another person on their swing, on the swing.
So I know you said swings are your favorite, but do you like people to push you, or do you like to
I like to swing myself. Mm-hmm. I go high.
You go really high?
Yeah.
You don't get scared by how high you go? No? What's going on here?
Friends are sharing candy.
Mm-hmm. What are some things you share with the people around you?
Hugs.
Anything else? Not really?
No, no.
Alright, what's going on here?
I think he's waiting for something.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you wait for?
To get a dog.
You're still waiting?
Yeah.
How long are you going to be waiting for that?
Mommy said after COVID-19 we can maybe get a dog. After.
All right, I can tell. Yeah, you'll be waiting just a little bit for that. I hope it'll come soon enough. All right, you are all set. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. We're done.
You're doing an awesome job.
So funny.
So thank you so much.
Guess
for
who's coming?
It should start right there. Can you say something for our mic?
What?
Say like, hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Perfect. All right, we're just going to talk about a few pictures so you seem in the moment. I mean, you're still doing science. Can you tell me what you see in this picture? What's going on?
There's a kid in outer space collecting fireflies. I don't think there are fireflies in space, no.
What's silly about this picture? Like, what wouldn't you expect to see in this picture that you do see?
Why would somebody want fireflies from space?
Right? Some of these are our silliest pictures, actually, that you're going to get to see.
These are funny.
So can you name any of those planets that you see?
Saturn, that's my favorite planet. Yep.
Anything else that's weird about this picture?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What's going on here?
What? A frog is in a cup with a crown on.
What would you do if you walked into your kitchen and saw that?
I don't know. I don't know. It would just be weird. That would just be weird.
That's true. I told you that. You saved the best ones for last year.
It's a giraffe eating a lettuce from a giant sandwich.
It's probably good he's just eating the lettuce, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll flip to my favorite one, the first picture ever for our study.
What? A pig is taking a bath with soap and a toy and a rubber ducky.
That's a little silly. All
yeah.
Right. Awesome. You are all set. Stop everything again.